Baseball Network, coming to you from cool and overcast Daytona Beach, Florida, Radiology Associates Field at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Daytona Tortugas, or the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight we have game four of a six-game series for you, with new first pitch scheduled for 7:40. The original first pitch was scheduled for 6:35, but a storm moved through at around 5:30. That delayed the start of this game, but the good news is the storm has passed. It's actually a very pleasant night, one of the most pleasant nights we've had all season in the Florida State League. So we'll trade that delayed start for a nice night here. Game should be getting going very shortly. And for the Mets, they are trying to even this series at two games apiece, while the Tortugas are trying to take a 3-1 series lead. Daytona won the first two games 11-2 and 6-1. The Mets bounced back to get their first victory of the series yesterday by a score of 4-3, the best game so far in the series. The Mets took the lead in the sixth inning and then held it from the bottom of the sixth through the rest of the game and got the victory, snapping a five-game losing streak. With the win, the Mets picked up a game on the first-place team in the East, Jupiter. Mets enter the day with a 10-23 second-half record, 34-64 record overall. Daytona is 13-18 in the second half, 42-54 overall. In the second half standings in the East, Jupiter's in first place at 15-18, tied with Palm Beach, but percentage points ahead. Palm Beach is 14-17. Daytona is only one back at 13-18, and the Mets at 10-23 are five out. Over in the West Division, Lakeland continues to lead with a 23-10 record, although Lakeland's bid for a 10-game winning streak was snapped yesterday. They had ended at 9. Bradenton and Clearwater are both a game out at 22-11. Tampa, above 500, would be leading the East by a couple of games. Instead, six games back in the West. Fort Myers, 9 back, and Dunedin, 10 back. Other games around the Florida State League today, as everybody is already underway. Palm Beach and Jupiter playing game four of that series. There is no score in the first inning. Fort Myers and Dunedin are already in the fifth inning, no score there. Lakeland is at Clearwater. Early fireworks. Lakeland is up 6-4 in the bottom of the third inning. Tampa at Bradenton in the middle of the fourth inning. Tampa is up 3-2. And once again, our first pitch is now scheduled for 7:40. We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show, come back with the starting pitching matchup and the lineup for tonight's game between the Mets and the Tortugas.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
St. Lucie Mets pregame show rolls on here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark, getting closer to first pitch. Let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. We'll begin with the Mets. They throw out right-hander Landon Marceau. Marceau was acquired in the trade that sent Eduardo Escobar to the Los Angeles Angels in June. He was brought over along with Coleman Crow, who has been on the IL since early in the season, has not yet made his Mets debut. Landon Marceau has. He started right away in Binghamton, and then he was sent down to the complex to go into the pitching lab, pitched a couple of games for the complex Mets in the FCL, and has now pitched in a few games with St. Lucie as well. This year with St. Lucie, Marceau has appeared in two games, a couple of starts. He's lost both, 10 hits and 9 runs in 5 2/3 innings with a couple of walks and 4 strikeouts, although he did think he pitched much better last week against Bradenton, mixed in a lot of breaking pitches. We'll see what he has tonight up here against the Tortugas, who will throw Mason Pelio, a right-hander who's had mixed reviews against the Mets this season. Pelio was the Reds' 12th-round draft pick last year out of Boston College. He has spent all season in the Florida State League. He is 2-4 in 19 games with 14 starts. He has struck out 54 in 73 innings. He owns a 4.79 ERA. It's Pelio versus Marceau, your Friday night pitching matchup. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing short is Diego Mosquera, who was promoted from the Complex League to start this series. Played in the first two games, was off yesterday. Carlos Dominguez has a hit in both games he's played this series, bats second. He's in left. Vincent Perroza will do the catching. He hits third. Alfredo Lara bats cleanup. He is at third base. Jeffrey De Los Santos is in center field hitting fifth. Corral Paz is on a 4-game hitting streak. He's hitting sixth. He's the DH. Yaro Martinez plays first base and bats seventh. Tyrone Campos hits eighth. He's in right field. And Kevin Villavicencio, who is 4 for his last 9, bats ninth. He is at second. He was the only Met to have a multi-hit game in the 4-3 win yesterday. For the Tortugas, leading off and playing short is Victor Acosta. Hector Rodriguez, former St. Lucie Met, has had a big series. Bats second, plays center. Sal Stewart has also had a big series. Bats third, he's the DH. Cam Collier hits cleanup. He's at third base. Logan Tanner is the catcher, batting fifth. Johnny Ascanio bats sixth. He's at second. Yasiel Pino hits seventh. He's at first. Ariel Almonte is the right fielder, batting eighth. And Yerlin Confidant rounds out the order. Confidant bats, or is in left field. Starting lineups for tonight's game. Looking down at the fields, it's ready for play, but it always is, as it's all artificial surface. All they had to do during the rainstorm was cover the mound and the plate, which they did. Those have since been dragged in lines. So any moment now, Pelio and the rest of the Tortugas will be coming out. The umpires standing at home plate. It is Connor Crowell as the plate umpire, Justin Hopkins the base umpire. Crowell calling his own balls and strikes. There is no ABS system here in Daytona. Mets are all lingering outside of their small dugout and bullpen in the road grades tonight. Daytona on the left side down the third baseline in the home whites. Should be a nice night for baseball, a late night. We'll see what these two teams have for us. 2 games ago, it was a 2-hour and 9-minute game. Last night's game went 3 hours and 4 minutes. So who knows what we will have this evening. Crowd still filing in. Not as big a crowd as it would have been without that nasty storm, which moved down from St. Augustine right around 5 o'clock. Probably kept some people home. They are planning to shoot off fireworks here later tonight. Late night for all involved. Here comes Pelio and the rest of the Tortugas taking the fields. Everybody else trickling out of the dugouts if they haven't already done so, lining the field for the national anthem, which is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Tim LaCrosse.
Fans, this night, if you're able, we ask you now, please stand in the winter tax records and cover. As we honor the United States of America with the singing of our national anthem, singing our anthem this evening will be Norton Christensen.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched
And with that, it's go time for the Mets and the Tortugas. They are meeting for the 19th of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight is game four of a six-game series here in Daytona at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Daytona leads the series 2-1 after the Mets win yesterday. The Tortugas lead the season series 13-5. They have outscored the Mets by 43 runs this season and are 7-2 at home. The Mets were able to snap that seven-game winning streak for the Tortugas at home yesterday. The Mets won the first game of the season series played here, and they have won the most recent. Mason Pelio on the mound, throwing his warm-up pitches. The San Diego native played at Boston College and was drafted in the 12th round last year by the Reds, is making his 15th start, appearing in his 20th game. He has faced the Mets three times this year. On April 9th, got a win despite giving up four hits and three runs in 3 2/3. Then when he faced the Mets here in Daytona on May 9th, took a loss despite pitching even better. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs. Mets won that game 3-2. And then Pelio also faced the Mets back down the road at Clover Park on June 7th. A no decision. Did not pitch well. 3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs. Mets had a 5-0 lead on him. Game was suspended early. And then when the teams resumed games, the Mets came out flat. Daytona did not. And Daytona came back to win that game. Still remains the largest blown lead by the Mets this season. Throw down to second complete by Logan Tanner. Connor Kroll dusting off home plate. Diego Mosquera stepping into the box. International free agent out of Venezuela in 2021. Set to lead it off for St. Lucie. Kroll signals to Pelio for the first pitch. And he is into the wind. It's on the way. It's a fastball for strike one. And we're underway. First pitch at 7:44. It is 78 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Second pitch is low. Fastball at 94. It's 1-1. So an hour and 9 minute delayed start. But better than playing a doubleheader tomorrow, I suppose, when the weather looks even worse. Pitch is high. It's 2-1. Weather for the weekday games was supposed to be really good at the start of the week, and it was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Today was kind of a surprise, not in a good way. Line drive by Mosquera into left field will take two hops out to Confidon. A leadoff single for Diego Mosquera. The Mets are hoping is refreshed after getting yesterday off. Leadoff man aboard. Mets have actually got the leadoff batter on base each game this series. All three times it was Nick Morabito. He homered to lead off the game Tuesday, reached on an error on Wednesday, and singled yesterday. So we'll see what Carlos Dominguez has tonight. If the Mets can get a run here in the first inning, he receives a called strike, doesn't like it. Shoots a look back to Kroll. Again, is calling his own balls and strikes. No ABS this evening or this week. One pitch, and it's inside. 2 balls and a strike. Changeup 84. Dominguez has really struggled since coming off the injured list, although he does have a hit in the two games he's played in this series, but just 2-4-9 in the series. Pelio's pitch is socked into deep left field. Going back is Confidon. He looks up. This ball's over the wall. Bye-bye baseball. Carlos Dominguez with a two-run homer before the Mets have made an out tonight. It's his third of the season. A rocket shot just didn't clear the wall in left. And it's 2-0 St. Lucie, two batters into the game. Exit velocity at 103 miles per hour. That ball traveled 392 feet and had just enough height to get over the wall. A dream start for the Mets. A single and a homer. Pelio trying to shake it off. And throw strike one to Perozzo. So Dominguez, the home run leader in the Florida State League last year with 20, has had an injury plague, basically a lost season. But with right around 30 games left to go, he's trying to salvage what he can, and that is certainly helpful. He strikes me as one of those players that needs something like that to get going and can maybe become a runaway train against less experienced competition in this league. Of course, he saw a couple of guys who were batting right around where he was in the lineup. Jet Williams and Jacob Reimer get promoted. I'm sure he'd like to join those two and his former teammates from last year up in Brooklyn before the end. Bats like that will help. Pitch outside to Perozzo. It's 2-0. Our correction, 2-2. Now this breaking ball is too high. That will make it a full count. This is the type of at-bat the Mets missed on Wednesday when Perozzo sat and they only saw 86 pitches at his team. He's usually good for one of these 3-2 counts. Payoff pitch comes and it's right down the middle for strike three. For some reason he did not pull the fast trigger on the fastball laid right in there. Pretty good pitch to take a swing at. That's the first out of the game. And it brings up Wilfredo Lara. Lara has a tap on the shin guards for both the umpire and the catcher. The handle of his bat before digging in. And that's home run leader. And it's been almost a month since he's knocked one out. Takes ball one low. Had a hit in the first game, which extended his hitting streak to 7 games, but quiet the last two nights. 0 for his last 7 in the series. Takes this pitch for strike one. 1-1. Breaking ball swung on a miss. Good slider. And it's 1-2 as Pelio tries to recover from that ambush to start. One, two. Breaking ball is grounded foul into Daytona's dugout along the third base side. Wilfredo Lara playing in his 75th game for the Mets, hitting .253 this season, 13 doubles, 2 triples, 10 homers, and 36 driven in. Deflects the ball foul. Soon to be the team leader in RBIs. He'll surpass Jacob Reimer soon. Will not have another now that he's up in Brooklyn. Helio's 1-2. Lara will take the bouncer. That's about a foot in front of home plate. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lara slugging .430, .772 OPS. Very nice debut season for St. Lucie. Takes this pitch for a third strike. Slider right across the letters. He knew it. Heads back to the dugout. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for Pelio after the 2-run homer by Carlos Dominguez. And it will bring up Jeffrey De Los Santos. 2-0 Mets, 2 outs, nobody on. Top of the first inning. First pitch to De Los Santos is fouled away left side. That's going to land in Daytona's bullpen. Didn't have enough height on it for Collier or Costa or Confidon to get there. ...0-1 pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner and is at the knees. It's nothing and two. Pelio not really deterred after the home run. He's thrown a lot of strikes since. 0-2 pitch, and he gets a swing and a miss on a pitch off the plate. He strikes out 3 in a row, but Dominguez hits a 2-run homer, and the Mets have provided an early lead for Landon Marceau, who will pitch on the other side of the break.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Landon Marceau, the pitcher for the Mets, joining us on the road here in Daytona. 2021 third-round pick by the Angels, acquired by New York in a trade for Eduardo Escobar in June, along with his teammate at the time, Rocket City AA Trash Pandas, Coleman Crow, who has not yet pitched in the Mets organization. He's pitching with a 2-0 lead, and his first pitch to Victor Acosta is a fastball high. So Marceau, upon the trade, reported to Binghamton, pitched one game there, didn't do so well, was sent down to Port St. Lucie to the new pitching lab where the Mets could collect more data on him. And this ball is crushed by Acosta, deep right field. Campos looks up, and it's gone. And Victor Acosta starts the night off for Daytona with the home run. And it's 2-1. That's the way Landon Marceau hoped to start this game. A meatball was served over the right field wall. Exit velo 97 miles an hour. And it went 389 feet. 28 degree launch angle. One batter, one home run for the Tortugas, and now Hector Rodriguez, certainly the more of the threat, is at the plate. And he drives one into right field. Campos running on, makes the catch on the run. That ball was hit even harder. 108 miles an hour off the bat. Wait on word of what the expecting batting average of that ball was supposed to be. I guess somewhere in the 70 percentile. So, Marceau getting rocked here through two batters. Fortunate to have an out. Now it doesn't get any easier with Sal Stewart. He takes a fastball for a strike. Looked like a little cut fastball at 86. Marceau went to the pitching lab. He also pitched a couple of games before the FCL. Has pitched two for St. Lucie. Didn't pitch particularly well on a Friday afternoon in a doubleheader game against Palm Beach. Pitched better last week against Bradenton on Saturday night. Numbers didn't reflect how good his pitching looked. I'm trying to put it all together here and see if he can't get back to AA Binghamton. 2-1 on Stewart. Reached base five times on Tuesday, then three more times yesterday. Takes this pitch low for ball three. 2-1 Mets. One out. Nobody on. An electric start here after an hour and 9 minute rain delay. Check swing on appeal. Didn't go. That's ball four. Stewart takes the walk as most of those pitches in that bat miss below the zone. Back to that Victor Acosta home run. That was his just second of the year in his 79th game. One on, one out for Cam Collier, lefty slugger out of Chipola Junior College, the Reds' first-round pick last year, one of their two first-round picks, and he takes ball outside. Mets defensively, you got Perozzo doing the catching, Yero Martinez at first, Kevin Villavicencio at second, Mosquera at short, Lara at third, Dominguez in left, De Los Santos in center, Campos in right. 1-0 pitch is fouled away by Collier. Collier, 4 RBI through the first two games of the series. Went 1-for-3 with 2 walks in the third game last night, but didn't drive in a run or score a run. And we nearly did. One pitch. Curveball gets in for a strike. Collier with 2 outs in the 6th inning yesterday launched a rocket into center field that was caught on a leap by Nick Morabito. Tying runners at 3rd. The go-ahead run was on 1st. Both would have scored fairly easily had Morabito not caught that ball. It saved a 4-3 Mets lead, and that's how the game ended with that same score 3 innings later. Tough break for Collier. 1-2 pitch, and he swings and misses at the fastball up high. Marceau strikes him out for the second out of the inning. Stewart remains on first, and Logan Tanner will bat. Second round pick by the Reds last year out of Mississippi State. Highly thought of defensive catcher. So from the stretch, throws a fastball in at 94, strike at the knees. The Reds, top 3 draft picks from last year, have been on this Daytona team all season. Collier, Stewart, and Tanner in that order. Breaking ball away, ball and a strike. Not much roster movement from this Daytona team from game 1. Now through their 97th game, especially when it's come to the position player. One pitch, too high. The only one that's not around anymore is Michel Triana. Been around for a couple of seasons. They finally let him go. Two-one pitch. Strike right in there. Two-two pitch coming to Tanner. And it gets away from Perozzo. And up to second goes Stewart, and he takes a wide turn. And then we'll sidestep back to second. I don't think that hit the dirt. I think that was just a miss by Perozzo. Hard to see from this angle. Not very well could be a pass ball. Either way, Stewart's in scoring position, and the count is full on Tanner. Payoff pitch from Marceau. Fastball called. Strike 3 on the outside corner. And that will end the inning. Stewart stranded on second. But Acosta gets the Tortugas on the board. He leads off with the home run. It's 2-1 Mets after one.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you. It's going to be a late night here in Daytona Beach. Hour and 9 minute delayed start, but we're playing and we're in the second inning. Exciting start to this game. Each team has a home run. For the Mets, a two-run homer by Dominguez. Solo homer for Victor Acosta of the Tortugas. Correll Paz is looking for a five-game hitting streak, which would be a season high. And he swings to the first pitch from Mason Pelio. Both pitchers did a nice job bouncing back from the home run ball. Pelio struck out the final three he faced. Paz fouls one off, and it's 0-2. And Marceau struck out the final two batters at the bottom of the first. Paz will use his timeout ahead of this 0-2 pitch. It's a 23-pitch, 17-strike first inning for Pelio. And the 0-2 pitch is on the outside corner. Paz doesn't think so, but it was close enough. Four consecutive strikeouts for Pelio. Well, the Mets struck out 13 times yesterday. They did draw 9 walks. They got just enough offense. 4 runs, and all 4 runs came on 2-out hits. 4 separate RBI hits with 2 outs. Now, the last one should not have been. DeVincenzo popped it down the first baseline. For whatever reason, Johnny Ascanio decided just to stop, not try to catch it. 1-0 to Martinez. Ziero waits on the pitch. Second pitch, it's outside. 2-0. That gift RBI single by Kevin Villavicencio in the sixth inning proved to be the difference-making hit in the game. Martinez late on a fastball, a big cut. Fastball at 95, and it's 2-1. Pelio, the mid-round pick from BC, is throwing heat tonight. 2-1 pitches up and away at 96. No good. It's ball 3. Three-one to Martinez, and he flies it foul. Cut on the fastball at 94. It's a full count. Pelio, it looks like his pants don't match his jersey. 3-2, breaking ball high. Lost him. Martinez draws a walk, and that will snap the string of 4 consecutive strikeouts. And it's a bright white Daytona Tortugas jersey everybody's wearing. And Pelio's pants look almost like a eggshell cream-type color. Mismatched. And the more I look, the more stark contrasting it becomes. Very distracting now. Here's Dairon Campos looking for his 6th home run of the season. He's always looking for the next home run. Fouls a fastball straight back at 94. Popped one last week against Bradenton. Fell a few feet short in his lone game played in this series on Tuesday. 0-1 pitch, a slider grounded softly out to second. Ascanio goes to first and has the out. That ball was moving a couple of different directions. Ascanio takes the guaranteed out at first base. Martinez slides safely into second. No throw there. 2 outs in the inning. That ball bounced left and it bounced right. And Ascanio did the proper thing, which was to just throw it to first. So a 2-out runner in scoring position for Kevin Villavicencio. Mets lead 2-1 in the top of the second. Villavicencio starting to heat up. Multi-hit games in 2 of his last 3. 4 for his last 9. 2 hits yesterday.
Pelio looks back to second. Pitch comes home, and it's taken for a strike at the knees at 94. One pitch, and that swung on and fouled away. Vicencio fouls the slider off of himself, and Pelio's ahead nothing in two. Vicencio choking up on the bat with two strikes, not using the timeout. Pelio looks back to Martinez, who has good speed for a big man. 0-2 pitch coming home, and it's grounded hard to third. Nice backhand stop by Collier. Here comes the throw to first. A dart right to the chest of Pino. Inning over. Boy, 2 feet to the left, and that's probably a double down the line. Tough break for Vicencio. No runs for the Mets, no hits, no errors. One man stranded. We'll go to the home second. Mets 2, Tortugas 1. The St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the second, Johnny Ascanio leads off for Daytona. Mets up a run. Landon Marceau, 18 pitches, 9 strikes in the first. Gave up a solo home run to the leadoff hitter. Retired 3 the next 4 to get out of it. Just that run. First pitch is a curveball. This is down and in for ball one. Marceau is good to go for around 65 pitches tonight. Throws this curveball too high. Two balls, no strikes. Fastball missed high as well at 89. He has started Ascanio with 3 straight misfires. Ascanio hitting 270 in 35 games for Daytona. 7 doubles, a triple, a homer, 14 driven in. 3-0, missed down and in for ball 4. 4-pitch walk. And now Marceau has thrown more balls than strikes. Yeah, so Pino will come up. Tough day for Pino yesterday. Did have an RBI double that tied the game in the sixth, but he came up with men on base at every time. Left a lot of guys out there. Grounded out to end the game. The tying run on first base. First pitch, and he will bow one away right side. Martinez gives it a look, but that's more towards the picnic area. Which does not look to be in use today. It's usually where the visiting team sets up a pre- and post-game meal, right there where the fans come in. It's not as inconvenient as you might think. 0-1 pitch coming to Pino, and he will take it low. Have had some fans come by over the years and ask if they can have some food or if it's for them. The answer is no. It's the player food. They can't have it. For the pitch, throw goes to first. Although I did see bus driver Ed sell a plate of barbecue for $20 before. No, I'm kidding. Ed would never do such a thing. Oh, man, if he's listening on the bus right now, I'll never hear the end of that. Ed only listens to the broadcast at the end of the night when he's getting the bus warmed up. Pelio, or rather Pino, flies into left. Dominguez jogging in, makes the catch, easy play. Pino is out. Scagno stays at first. Now, bus driver Ed, who's been with the team since 2006, he likes to watch the game from the stands with a hot dog and a Coke. And he's with superfans Scott and Leslie tonight. Made the trip up from Port St. Lucie. Good to see them before the game. Well, that means they're not listening, though. Lost listeners. Gone from about 1,000 listeners to 998 now. Pitches outside to Ariel Amonte. Big game yesterday, on base 4-4 times. He plays about twice as well against St. Lucie as he does everybody else. Seems to be the theme of the season for the Tortugas. They are, let's see, they are 12 games under 500 as a team, but 8 games over 500 against the Mets. So without St. Lucie on their schedule, they'd be in a world of hurt. Ball and a strike. Marceau from the stretch. Throws home. A changeup swung on and missed. Adamonte way out ahead. And it's 1-2. Marceau is like Jordani Ventura in a way. It's a lot of mixing. Hard to guess what's coming. Fastball is a called third strike at the letters. Almonte hopping up and down, upset. Perozzo flashed high at the last moment. Pitch went high, yet still got the strike call, but it was in the zone, according to TrackMan. Third strikeout for Marceau. A leadoff walk to Escanio. He's still over there at first base, Escanio. And Yerlin Confidant is up, the number 9 hitter. First pitch, breaking ball low. Mets lead 2-1. Two outs, tying run at first in the bottom of the second. Pitch clips the corner, outer half at 78. Ball and a strike. This ball kicks away from Perozzo. That will be a wild pitch. It's a consecutive innings. With two outs, the tying run goes first to second on a ball that gets away from the Mets catcher. Both times, wild pitches. Confidant fouls the ball away. For strike two. Marceau looks in. Confidant on the lefty. And nine hitter waits on the pitch. Marceau set. Again, Perozzo wants high. And it crosses him up. It's a ball. Confidant will go to first. A And a cross up there, or just a missed catch. Correction, that's not ball four, it's ball three, but that is another pitch that gets away. And Marceau and Perozzo don't seem to be on the same page. That was just a missed catch by Perozzo. And he's going to walk out to the mound. Well, Perozzo, he did the same thing he did on the Almonte pitch, which was flash his glove up high. And that was a fastball to Almonte. This time it was a breaking ball, and Perozzo was not expecting that. So it goes off of his glove as it crossed him up. Now the two are talking on the mound about it. The pitch was actually not far off from being a strike. And the Mets probably fortunate it was called the ball. And if it's called a strike, it's strike three, but Confidant's going down to first and reaching safely. So a walk and two wild, and a wild pitch and a pass ball have the tying run at third. It's a full count. Mound visit is over. Payoff pitch coming to Confidant, and he takes low for ball four. So a shaky couple of innings here for Marceau. First time through the lineup, he's surrendered a home run. He has walked three. He's thrown a couple of wild pitches. He's also struck out three. So this start is all over the map, and now he must deal with Acosta, who slugged that home run to start Daytona's night at the plate. Runners at the corners. Can't afford a wild pitch now. Marceau's first pitch in the dirt, but blocked by Perozzo. So looks over to first, Confidant, medium-sized lead, medium to short. Fastball down and in, and somehow Perozzo blocks this one. That one looked like he almost got crossed up. And Perozzo trying to save as much as he can. Marceau unable to hit the mitt. He's fallen behind 2-0. Fastball swung on and missed. Fastball 89. Low in the zone. Well placed. Acosta right over the top. Two balls and a strike. Scagno dancing down the line. Time called by Perozzo. That will count as a disengagement. Or Marceau. First one of the at bat. He's got one more. Two-one pitch, breaking ball, grounded hard but foul. Into the Mets bullpen down the right side. Acosta yanked it. He was ahead of the pitch. Foul strike two. Marceau peers in. He's a strike away from getting out of this inning unscathed. Has not been pretty, but he does still have the lead. Fastball is grounded out to short. Mascara fields it, throws to first, inning over. Play by Mascara running in and throwing on the run. Acosta is out. Scagno stranded at third. Confidant at first, and the Mets will take a 2-1 lead to the top of the third inning on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
On a Friday night from Daytona Beach, Florida, Mets 2, Tortugas 1 in the third inning. Game 3 or 4 of this six-game series, Daytona leads it 2-1. Mets trying to get it even. First pitch outside to Diego Mosquera. So the Mets are batting for the second time through the order against Mason Pelio. Mosquera started the game with the single, then Dominguez followed up the home run. Slider outside, 86, and it's 2-0. Mosquera is now safely in two of his three St. Lucie games. Two-oh pitch, look out. Inside, ducks out of the way. Change up that didn't really do much changing. Three balls, no strikes. And a fastball inside corner. We'll keep Mosquera at the plate for the time being. Just did nick the inside. It's 3-1. Next pitch is fouled back at 95, and it's a full count. Pelio's payoff pitch, high and wide, ball four. Overthrowing fastball at 95. He's done that a couple of times today. So leadoff man aboard, and Dominguez up for the first time since his home run. By the way, that home run for Carlos was his second against Pelio, so two of the three of the series hit off of Mason Pelio. The other one back on June 10th. First pitch, too high. I think some kind of cut fastball at 88. Mosquera, good size lead, halfway past the cutout. Not running. Pitch is fouled back. That one got in on the hands at 85. One ball, one strike. Mosquera's lead's gotten a little bigger. Pitch comes in, a strike at the knees. Dominguez again looks back to the umpire. I don't know what he wants. It's a good pitch. What he does want is a timeout. He'll take it. Step out. Now back in. One, two, breaking ball, and this one's hit pretty well into left field. Racing over is Confidant. He's got it for the out. Pretty well-struck ball by Dominguez, but not as far as the last. One down. Vincent Perosa, the batter. Mosquera stays on first. 2-1 Mets in the top of the third. Sun is set. Lights are on. Pelio's first pitch is grounded to second. Escanio goes up to Acosta. Back to first. That's a double play. 4-6-3.
And that will end the inning. Leadoff walk is erased. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. Go to the home third. Mets lead by a run on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Bottom of the third, Landon Marceau looking for an easier inning. He's held the line in the first and second. Stranded the tying run in scoring position both times. He's walked three, struck out three. Only hit he's allowed left the yard. That was the first batter he faced. Now he faces Hector Rodriguez. Be wary. First pitch breaking ball a strike. Now Rodriguez followed that leadoff home run with the rocket shot 108 miles an hour off the bat to right that had an expecting batting average of 850. Dairon Campos had other ideas. Second pitch is a strike. No question, Hector Rodriguez, one of the themes of the season has been him sticking it to his former team, the St. Lucie Mets. Although the Mets did get him last night, tying run on second, eighth inning. Jimmy Loper struck him out on three pitches. A rare but a big win for the Mets against him. 0-2 pitch, Marceau delivers, and it's in the dirt. Marceau came into this inning at 40 pitches, so depending on how this goes, this could be his last inning, or maybe he gets one more. The 1-2 to Rodriguez. He grounds it to Martinez, who's going to pitch it off to Marceau. Close play at first, but Marceau is there first. One out. Rodriguez thought he might have had an opportunity there. Was busting it out of the box. Good teamwork by Yarrell and Landon to make that play. Leadoff man retired for the first time tonight. Rodriguez is 0 for 2, which is almost scary. Sal Stewart drew a walk in the first, stranded on second. First pitch to him, he takes off the plate at 81. 2-1 Mets, one out, nobody on, home third. Been playing for about 45 minutes now after the late start. Pitch in the dirt, it's two balls and no strikes. Two-oh pitch, strike on the inside corner. The delayed start was the 19th game for the St. Lucie Mets this year that's been delayed to start the game or sometime during the game out of their 99 games this year. Breaking pitch, a strike at the knees. And the dispute there by South Stewart. And he sticks in the box after his complaining. 2-2 pitch, and he flies it into right field. Campos backpedaling, but he's got room. He makes the catch for the second out. Two up, two down for Marceau in the third as he gets Stewart on the deep fly. Chance for a 1-2-3 inning. Cam Collier steps in. He struck out swinging in the first. Now those 19 delayed games, either during the game or pregame, that doesn't count the games that have been postponed or suspended, called off early, or canceled. More of those. Looking at somewhere around a third of the Mets games this season have been weather affected. We had a nice run. This pitch is low. A pretty good run last week against Bradenton. First three games of this week played without issues, but it was time. It was time for the delay. 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike. Weather only appears to be getting worse as the series goes on. Expect about a 65% chance of rain tomorrow and Sunday. Sunday's the worrisome day, the 5 o'clock start. There's a breaking ball for a strike. If you play a noon game like a normal team, you can usually avoid the mid to late afternoon storms, but my starting game's at 5 o'clock. You bring all that right into play. I've said my piece on that over the years. 2-2 pitch to Collier. Inside, a sweeping breaking ball. Makes it a full count. Marceau's payoff pitch is chopped back over the mound. Lara speeding in, gloves, throws, and he got the out. Sprinting all the way back to the dugout, Wilfredo Lara does complete the 1-2-3 inning. Nice play to get Collier on that chopper. Hey, on natural grass, that's probably an infield hit. But on the artificial surface, it gets to Lara a hair faster. Inning over. We'll go to the middle innings now. Mets lead 2-1.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Alfredo Lara leading off for the Mets in the top of the fourth. It's a 2-1 game. All the runs being scored in the first inning on homers. Lara takes a high breaking ball from Mason Pelio out of the zone. 1-0. Lara struck out looking in the first. Great series last week. Started off well this week, but has cooled. Last couple of games. Knocks this one out of play out towards the bus area. 1-1 pitch is too far inside. Two balls and a strike. Mets come in today 10-23 in the second half. Snapped that nasty five-game losing streak yesterday. And Lara shoots one into right field for a base hit. Well struck single the other way. That's the Mets' first hit since the Dominguez home run as the second batter of the game. Leadoff man on for the third time in four innings. Bring up De Los Santos, who struck out swinging in the first. Mets enter the day five games out of first place. They will gain no ground today because the two teams tied for first are playing each other, so one will win. And if the Mets win, the best they can do is stay at five. Well, that's the bad news. The good news is those two teams are Jupiter and Palm Beach, and those are the Mets' next two opponents. The Mets three straight weeks against their three division foes. Line drive into center field, hanging up for Rodriguez, who puts it away for out one. De Los Santos retired. Lara steps back to first. One down. And Jupiter and Palm Beach, both three games out of under 500, but with different records. So Jupiter technically percentage points ahead. Daytona five games under, only one back. And then that's five back. That's right on that brink. They fall really any further behind, it's going to be really difficult to consider themselves contenders. I draw the imaginary line for myself personally at 6.5. Anytime you fall 6.5 out, you're done. They got to 6 a couple of days ago. But not 6.5. Pickoff, and he's safe. Lara got in, and the fans don't like it. I think might have been a missed call there. Justin Hopkins, the base umpire, said that Lara got back in. Mets very fortunate. Throw appeared to beat him, but maybe not the tag by Pino. It's an 0-1 count on Paws, who needs a hit for a five-game hitting streak. His four-gamer is currently the longest active streak on the team. A chopper in front of the plate. This will be picked up by Pelio. Whips to first, just in the nick of time to beat Paws. Gets him on the comebacker for the second out. Alara advancing to second on the play. That was an in-betweener, halfway between the plate and the mound, but Pelio calling off his catcher, Tanner, to make the play. Two outs and runner in scoring position for Yarel Martinez, who gave the Mets the go-ahead hit yesterday in the sixth inning. He has a walk today, and that's all. First pitch, Martinez grounds one hard but foul, right of first base. Mets have tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday here in Daytona, an off day Monday, and then back-to-back weeks at home against first Palm Beach and then Jupiter. Second time this year, the Mets have back-to-back home series. The 1 pitch is hit high and deep to right. Martinez has homered. Bye-bye baseball. Yarel Martinez clears the wall in right, tucks it inside the foul pole, and it's the second two-run homer by the Mets this evening, and they have built a 4-1 lead. 371 feet for Martinez. Exit velo at 95 miles per hour. It's a 30-degree launch angle. Four-one Mets. A couple of big sluggers pounding the ball tonight. Here is Campos for Martinez. That was homer number 9. We should get to double digits before the end of this season. Campos grounds one hard and foul. There is already activity in the bullpen for the Tortugas. coming to Campos, and he takes one off the back. Curveball at 78, and he could not jump out of the way in time. Two out hit by pitch. This 4-1 lead for the Mets, their biggest lead of the week. Three runs. Led by a run in the first inning on Tuesday in the opener. Eventually lost 11-2. Never led on Wednesday. Lead got to as big as two runs yesterday in the 4-3 win. Kevin Villavicencio bloops one into center field. Rodriguez coming on, can't get there. Aggressive base running by Campos, going to third. He slides in. He's out. Hector Rodriguez outfield assist, throwing out Dairon Campos, trying to go first to third. A close play. Hard to fault Campos for going. He got a great jump on contact, but Rodriguez's throw is just that much better, and the inning is over. Hit for Villavicencio. That'll make him 5 for his last 11, but it ends the inning. Two-run homer by Martinez makes it 4-1 Mets. We're halfway through the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Landon Marceau pitching with the 4-1 lead, likely his last inning if he can even get through it. Ramon Henriquez is warming up in the bullpen. Marceau has about 5 to 10 pitches left tonight. He'll face Logan Tanner, who he struck out in the first. He's retired 4 in a row, so getting stronger, but misses outside with this pitch. Mets lead 4-1, 2-run homer by Dominguez, 2-run homer by Martinez. Ground ball foul off to the left. Strike one on Tanner. Good breaking ball at 80. Lands in the middle of the zone for a called strike. And Tanner will use his timeout. Nice night for a ball game. Early evening rain dropped the temperature into the 70s for the first time in the series. Absolutely no wind. 1-2 pitch is a sweeper outside. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball missed down and away at 91. It's a full count. Payoff pitch, fouled straight back to the screen. Hey, or so. Winding that clock down to 4, 3, 2, 1. Delivers in the dirt. Might have psyched himself out there. A leadoff walk. Take a look into the dugout and see if Gilbert Gomez will come out. He will. Oh, Marceau, that 61st pitch right there will be his last. So, jumped ahead of Tanner, then couldn't finish him off. Walks him and will depart. It's a mixed bag for Marceau. He only gave up one hit, the home run to the first batter he faced. He'd still like to see a better strike-to-ball ratio. It was about 50-50. Walked three, struck out three, and he is responsible for the runner at first. Long night for the Mets. Bullpen ahead. It begins with Ramon Henriquez.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Now, as Ramon Henriquez is about to start this inning, we have the umpire's Connor Kroll telling him he has one more warm-up pitch. Then he walks out to the mound. Then he waves off the clock. He's giving him more. We need a new rosin bag, apparently. But Ramon Henriquez threw three in a row to the backstop. Writing something down on the scorebook here and keep hearing a thud as it goes all the way to the backstop. So hopefully not a sign of things to come. Henriquez, he's a mystery man. He's older, 24 years old from La Victoria in the Dominican Republic. He was signed by the Mets this year. Skipped over the Dominican Summer League. You know, those are all 16, 17, 18-year-olds down there. So at 24, he was 23 at the time. He missed there. He came to the FCL, quickly got promoted to St. Lucie. He looked like an absolute stud the first game he appeared in for St. Lucie. And it's been a steady decline and then a tumble down the hill since. He needs a good outing. Inherits Tanner at first, Ascanio the batter. Mets lead by three. With nobody out in the bottom of the fourth. Enriquez the righty. Looks over to first, throws home, and it's too low for a ball. He has that Clayton Kershaw type coming set motion where he reaches the arms way up high like he's almost trying to stretch out, and then he comes set, putting his hands way above his head. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. This for Henriquez is game number 5 with the Mets. 6 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 9 runs, 8 walks, and 7 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch is popped up foul. This one looks like it's going to get to the seats. Yes. Scrapes off the net. Laura was there, but once it hit the net, it's a dead ball. Enriquez, his game log sounds like this against Jupiter in his team debut July 14th. Two scoreless hit innings with just one hit in a win. He got a win in his team debut. Then he gave up a two-run homer in his next outing, the only hit he allowed in two innings. You can live with that. One-two pitch coming to Ascanio. And he grounds it to first. Martinez from a knee. One hops one that hits the base runner, and the call is safe. Here comes the left fielder, Dominguez, to clean it up. Oh, Yerel Martinez threw it into the baseline and hit Logan Tanner. A wild one-hop throw right off the back of Tanner. Well, Martinez backhanded that ball, stumbled down to a knee, and made a poor throw. Now kicked off Tanner, went all the way into left field. Logan Tanner well within his right to be in that baseline. That's a bad error by Martinez. Could have started a double play ball. The runner's at the corners for Yasiel Pino. And this ball is ripped to left, but it's going foul in Daytona's bullpen. Going to be a fielder's choice for Ascanio. And then the throwing error by Martinez, the Mets' first error in three games. They made four errors on Tuesday, tying the most in a game this season. They played error-free Wednesday and Thursday. Pino 0-for-1 with the fly to left. Enriquez, the pitch home, snagged as it's outside for ball one. Enriquez followed that second appearance in which he gave up a two-run homer by giving up five runs and three hits in just one inning on a Sunday against Palm Beach in a 12-10 win. And a 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. And then against Bradenton last week, walked three, gave up two hits and two runs in an inning and a third. So he's trying to find that form he had in his first game with St. Lucie on July 14th. One and two on Pino. A pitch from Henriquez is swung on and missed. The wipeout slider strikes out Pino for the first out of the inning. Two outs, and Almonte will come up. Correction, one out, and Almonte will come up. Double play is in order, with runners at first and third. Mets lead 4-1 in the fourth. Almonte struck out against Marceau in the second. Enriquez peeks over his shoulder to first and delivers the pitch home, and it's outside for ball one. One-oh. Skied out to center. Backing up is De Los Santos. He's got it for the second out. Here comes Logan Tanner to the plate. He will score on the sac fly by Almonte to make it 4-2. Fly ball got a rise out of the crowd, but it was never a threat to leave the yard. Way short of the warning track. That's the second out of the inning. So it's a two-run game. That is an unearned run for now. Ascanio stays at first. Run is charged to Marceau. And Yerlin Confidant is up. So Enriquez has come in and essentially got three outs. That's the good news. The error, the strikeout, the sac fly. He's got to get one more. Confidant, the batter. And he fouls away the first pitch on a high fastball. Nothing in one. Confidant drew a walk from the ninth spot in his first at-bat in the second. The 0-1 pitch is grounded to second. right to Villavicencio, throws to first, inning over. It's good relief work by Henriquez. Did his part, but the error on Yarel Martinez on the throw lets Tanner travel to third. He scores on a sac fly. Daytona gets one back, an unearned run. No hits, one walk, one error, and one stranded. Through four innings, Mets 4, Tortugas 2. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're in the fifth inning at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We have a new pitcher on the mound. It's big, tall, righty, Alex Johnson, 6 foot six, 220 pounds from Buffalo. Drafted by the Reds in 2019, 36-round pick out of a high school in New York called McKinley High. And he throws a fastball for a strike to Diego Mosquera. Was reached twice. That was against the starter Mason Pelio. Single and a walk so far for Mosquera, the leadoff hitter. He takes the ball at 93. It's 1-1. Pelio, four innings, five hits, four homers. Correction, four runs, all on homers. Pair of two-run shots. Two walks and four strikeouts. He threw 61 pitches, 43 strikes. Big fastball and a big swing and miss by Mosquera. And it's 1-2. So we're in the bullpens now here in the middle of the game. Mets won the bullpen battle yesterday. Mosquera grounds one up the middle. That'll be cut off by the shortstop Acosta, who sidearms to first in time. Mosquera out for the first time tonight. One batter, one out. It's Dominguez, who homered in his first at-bat and then lined out sharply in his second. So starting to come around. Sit safely in all three games in the series. Still looking for that big game, though. That homer with the other extra base hit, multiple RBIs. He takes this pitch up high. There's only been one Met this year to have a multi-home run game. That was Junior Tillian. That was back in May, correction, June. And it was done against Daytona, June 10th. 1-1 pitch on Dominguez. Swings and misses in front of the slider. Ball and two strikes. And Dominguez, before the pitch, will call his timeout. One, two. Called third strike. Pitch at 84 miles an hour, right at the top of the zone. Dominguez knew it immediately. It's back to the dugout. First strikeout for Johnson. He's retired the first two here in the fifth. And he'll face Perosa, who's having a tough night with the strikeout and a double play ball. Mets lead 4-2. First pitch up and in, ball one. Fastball below the knees, two balls, no strikes. So far, Mets out hitting Daytona 5-1. Mets have made the only error in the game, cost him a run. This pitch is in the dirt, but Perozo swings at it anyways. Two balls, two strikes. Correction, two balls, one strike. Pitch is too far inside. Three balls and a strike. Now, Perozo thought he'd get a pitch to hit on 2-0 and didn't. Swung anyways. Maybe he'll think he gets one on 3-1. He does, and he fouls it straight back. Fastball just elevated enough where he couldn't square it. Full count. Perozo's been in a couple of those already tonight. Payoff pitch, it's high. He takes ball four. Mets draw their third walk of the evening. Again, they had one walk in the first two games. Kind of corrected that with nine yesterday, three today. Now, proving that just because Jet William and Jacob Reimer are gone doesn't mean they're going to just see 86 pitches a night. Here's Wilfredo Lara. He has singled and struck out. First pitch to him, he waves at a slider, strike one. Now Lara's got the power. Now he's seen his teammates Dominguez and Martinez homer already tonight. Wants to get on that action. He uses his timeout after the 0-1. Swing and miss. He needs to reset. Next pitch is a slider out wide. Ball one. 4-2 Mets, one on, two outs, top of the fifth. Mets have led since the second batter of the game. Pitch is high. There's not been a lot of game control by the Mets this season where they've been working with the lead for a substantial part of the game. They could get used to this, though. High strike called. Johnson now has a 2-2 count. Breaking ball in the dirt. Snap throw to first base. Not in time to catch Perozo. It's a full count. And with two outs, Perozo will be able to run on the pitch. Johnson set, 3-2 pitch, high, ball four. Back-to-back walks with two outs. And the Mets have something brewing here in the fifth inning, trying to expand a two-run lead. Fredo Lara's made it on base in two straight innings now. Jeffrey De Los Santos scheduled the hit. Gilbert Gomez, Mets manager and third base coach, walking halfway down. Some words of encouragement for De Los Santos. Logan Tanner goes out and pays Johnson a visit. This is Johnson's first game for Daytona this season. First pitch, he throws it by the bat of De Los Santos for strike one. Pitched for Daytona last year. but just 9 games. I pitched in 11 games for the Complex League Reds this year. Fastball was too high. Now back in Daytona in the ACL. 2-1 record, 2 saves, 12 hits, only 5 earned runs in 18 and 2/3 innings. Against lower competition. 1-1 pitch is a bouncer, but good deflection by the catcher, Tanner. He hits it off his face mask. Goes about 10 feet in front of him. That'll hold the Mets runners. Johnson back to the back of the mound, kicked the dirt out of his cleats. Two-one pitch, fouled back this way. Evens the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2 on, 2 outs. Mets lead by 2. It's a lot of twos. Johnson set, time called late by De Los Santos. Steps out briefly, now back in. Johnson's pitch is fouled back this way again. Right off the net, behind home plate. Hanging in there. Another 2-2. In there for a third strike. Slider. De Los Santos was fooled. He could not pull the trigger. 2 strikeouts and 2 walks and a scoreless top of the fifth from Alex Johnson in his FSL's season debut. We've reached the halfway point tonight. Mets lead the Tortugas 4-2.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-888-888. Smile07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Ramon Henriquez pitched well in relief of Marceau, came in with the runner on first and no outs. Gave up the inherited run, but only because of poor defense behind him. Essentially got 4 outs in the inning. It's encouraging based on his last few outings. Giving up at least 2 runs in his last 3 appearances. Faces the top of the lineup in the fifth with a 4-2 lead. Victor Acosta has the only hit for Daytona through the first 4 innings. Started their night with the home run. This pitch too far inside. 94 for ball 1. Well, your final line for Landon Marceau. He went 3 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs, 1 earned on the homer. He walked 4, struck out 3, threw 62 pitches, only 31 strikes. So there's still work to do there. Curious to see if he hangs around St. Lucie or if the Mets have seen enough to send him back up to Double A where he was when they acquired him via the trade. It's 2-0 on Acosta. And he fouls one away for a strike. Scores from around the Florida State League as every game gets deep, except for this one. Fort Myers already beat Dunedin 5-0. Fort Myers has gone up 3-1 in that series between the two bottom teams in the West. They'll be playing out the string in the second half of the second half, which started today. 2-1 pitch is lined to left field, and that's going to drop in front of Dominguez, a base hit. Acosta's going to. Throw is cut off. The tag at second, safe. Dominguez threw it to Mosquera, who cut it off, and then a quick turn and pivot to second. But Acosta beat the tag by Villavicencio. Well, Dominguez has that great arm, but he was not really in a good position. And I think Dominguez is upset that Mosquera cut that ball off. It was a short cutoff, and Dominguez not happy. Going back into left field, it was a short throw for him, but it was an awkward throw as he was basically going against the grain. And Dominguez wants to show off that arm even if he's not in a great position to make the throw. He might have had a point. When he cut that throw off, it was a good throw by Mosquera on the relay, but cutting that off really took away any chance to get him out. This ball is fouled away. Dominguez visibly upset out there. So hustle double for Acosta, and that is something that has plagued the Mets the last couple of weeks, is the hustle on the bases from the other team catching the Mets off guard. I don't think that one caught the Mets off guard. They want to start getting some of these guys out. I think Dominguez in particular has been foiled on those. Probably feeling a little bit of heat to make a play. So a leadoff double for the speedy Acosta is halfway to the cycle tonight. It's 0-2 on Hector Rodriguez. How long can the Mets keep him down? Enriquez's pitch, too low. Well, Rodriguez lined out 108 miles per hour to right field in the first. He grounded out 3-1 in the third inning, so 0-2. Came in with multiple hit games in each of the first three games in this series. 1-2 pitch, it's inside and high. Went 2-for-4 in the opener, 2-for-4 on Wednesday, and last night he went 3-for-5. He's overdue being 0-for-2 today. He does have an outfield assist, so don't cry for him. 2-2 pitch in the dirt for ball three. Enriquez jumps ahead, 0-2, and now has a full count on his hands. Enriquez looks back to second. The payoff pitch is popped foul back overhead. That will reach the street behind us. Late swing. But he stayed alive. Three-two pitch again. High and in for ball four. Got ahead 0-2 and lost him with the walk. A double and a walk to lead off the fifth inning. And Enriquez is in some trouble here. That's 4-2 lead in danger for the heart of the order. It's Sal Stewart, who has walked and flown out tonight. Is ready for the first pitch to Stewart, and he misses inside with the ball. The Mets bullpen the last two games, it's their best two-game stretch in a long time. Five innings, two runs from the bullpen on Wednesday. Two and two-thirds scoreless yesterday, holding a one-run lead the whole time. Pitches up and away, it's 2-0. The Mets looking for three straight days of good bullpen work. Off to a good start in the fourth, but this fifth has to turn around in a hurry as Henriquez has let the first two on and has fallen behind the third hitter 2-0. And he lays in a strike, 94. Two-one pitch, high for ball three. Should note that the Mets basically top three relievers, Luis A. Rodriguez, Jimmy Loper, Elliot Johnstone, have all pitched in the last two games. The Mets are going to have to rely on some of the other guys to try to get through this, protecting this lead. 3-1 pitch to Stewart. He grounds one to short. Could be two. Mascara to Villavicencio to first, double play. 6-4-3 on the 3-1 pitch. That was a huge swing. Well, Stewart hits into the twin killing. Acosta goes down to third base. The Mets will gladly take that. That wasn't the quickest developing double play. Mascara got off a throw about head high to Villavicencio, who didn't get rid of it from his glove quick. But it was hit so hard and on the artificial surface got to Mascara quick enough where they turned that with ease. Here's Cam Collier, who's 0-for-2. First pitch from Henriquez is inside at 95. Collier struck out and grounded out. It's holding a 4-2 lead with two outs in the fifth. Henriquez's pitch, knee-high strike call. One and one. Now defense was a big reason the Mets' bullpen was able to pitch well and scoreless last night. One-one pitch to Collier. Outside, 86. Had the Morabito leaping catch in center. Alfredo Lara diving catch at third. Big caught stealing in the eighth inning on a strike him out, throw him out. Two-one pitch. Missed up high. 3-1 on Collier. Collier decides to use his timeout ahead of the 3-1 pitch. Here it comes. High strike call. Fastball 93, and it's a full count. Fans didn't like it. Enriquez trying to get out of this jam in the fifth, the 3-2 pitch. Paul, third strike, and Collier cannot believe it. Right at the top of the zone, could have gone either way. A double play and a strikeout. A race what was brewing to be a big inning for the Tortugas. They had first and second, no outs. A 3-1 count with their number three hitter at the plate. It goes sideways for them. And it's two scoreless innings pitched by Henriquez. Mets continue to lead 4-2 after five innings.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Mets dodge one in the bottom of the fifth inning. Batting in the top of the sixth now. Alex Johnson struck out a pair, walked a pair in the fifth. He'll face Carell Paz, who's 0-for-2 in his bid for a season-high five-game hit streak. Paz takes one up high. Back to the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. So Fort Myers has beat Dunedin. Bradenton beat Tampa 6-3. That series is now two games apiece. That's what the Mets are hoping for after this game. Clearwater and Lakeland. That's a steel cage death match over there at BayCare Ballpark. 6-6 in the 10th inning. Lakeland leads that series 2-1, leads the division by one game over Clearwater, now half game over Bradenton. Lakeland scored six runs in the top of the first. That's all they got in regulation. Paz takes a pitch high, and it's a leadoff walk. Down to first he goes. Clearwater scored four in the second and a couple of more later in the game to get it to extras. Now they're in the bottom of the 10th. Clearwater a chance to win it. In the other East game, Palm Beach is cruising 6-1 over Jupiter as the home team in the seventh inning. Ball is fouled away, so Palm Beach trying to jump to first place alone with all their new players after being marooned in last place for most of this second half. They are now the front runners to win the division in the East. They became the front runners when they were still in third place. They started to play so well. You knew it was probably a matter of time before all those reinforcements got them to the top of the division, and they appear to be heading that way. Mets will get Palm Beach next week. They just played Palm Beach 2 weeks ago at Clover Park, but as the road team, that's when all those new Cardinal players jumped into the lineup. 11 new position players overnight. Palm Beach has essentially lost three games and won, I think, 11 since that happened. 0-2 coming to Martinez, and he will swing and miss. Strikes out on three pitches. Yarrell had walked and homered previous two at-bats. One on, one out in the top of the sixth for Campos. Mets leading 4-2. It's the lead they had in the sixth inning yesterday. Campos fouls the first pitch straight back. He is 0-for-1 at the ground out and hit by a pitch tonight. Wore a curveball between the numbers 5 and 1 on the back of his jersey last time up in the fourth. He asked for the timeout very late for the 0-1 pitch. He was thrown out going first to third by Hector Rodriguez, the center fielder, to end the inning. So that killed any hope of more runs. They had to settle for the two-run Martinez homers, the only runs in that inning. Paws dancing around off of first base, not running. Pitch comes home, and it's popped up by Campos on the left side of the infield. Cam Collier, the third baseman, makes the play with the second out. Campos drops to 0 for 2, takes the right turn to the dugout, and Paws, who started this inning with a walk, remains at first base. And Kevin Villavicencio will come up. Picked up the hit last time. Ground out in the first. Has one home run on the season. It was a grand slam game against Dunedin, which the Mets ended up losing. The problem, the grand slam came in the second inning. So, plenty of time for Dunedin to come back. I tease about the grand slam being a problem. It's never a problem hit a grand slam. Paws, he's itching to go, but he doesn't. Pitches in the dirt. Mets haven't tested Logan Tanner. Got a really strong arm. Second round pick out of Mississippi State. Noted for his defense and strong throwing arm in college. Paws trying to steal, and a balk is called. Well, he was off to the races, and the Daytona defense barks at Johnson, who stepped off too quickly, made the illegal move. So that's a balk. Felt like it was just a matter of time before Paws tried to go. If Johnson, he got such a good jump that if Johnson steps off, spins around, and throws to second, he still might not have got him. But jumpy off the mound for the balk. So a two-out runner in scoring position, Villavicencio swings and misses at a fastball. Mets with runners in scoring position tonight are 1-4-3. Daytona is 0-5. It's fast becoming a big problem for the Tortugas. 3-for-16 last night. Villavicencio takes this pitch in the dirt. No advance it for a pause. Well, it's about time the Mets were balked up a base. Every pitcher but Ovias and Johnstone through the first three games for the Mets was called for a balk at some point. Two-one pitch, a ground ball up the middle. That's going to be cut off by Acosta. The throw to first. Out at the bag. Bang, bang. Villavicencio just out. Pino held that ball, and Paws kept running. If it's a safe call, Villavicencio would have been credited with the hit, and Paws would have scored. Very close play. Well done by Acosta. Inning is over. Mets miss out on a chance to add to the lead. It stays 4-2, and Ramon Henriquez already back on the mound. He'll pitch the bottom of the sixth on the other side of the break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And Logan Tanner at the plate, last man for Henriquez to face. Trying for three shutout innings, protecting a 4-2 lead. First pitch he throws is a strike. It's not been without its adventures. Where's the fun in that? Second pitch to the backstop for ball one. Logan Tanner struck out in the first. He walked in the fourth. And then Yoel Martinez tried to throw him out in a ground ball at second, hit him. And Tanner made his way to third and eventually scored on a sac fly, unearned run. Daytona's been held to just two hits in the first five innings. Their first batter of the game homered. Slider, good pitch, a strike on the inside corner. So the only hit since then was the Acosta hustle double to start the fifth inning, and he was stranded on third base. One and two on Tanner. And he takes the fastball low and away at 94. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch. Foul the back. Mets outscored Daytona 2-1 in the first inning. And 2-1 in the fourth inning. Added up, bad broadcaster math says 4-2 score. That's where we are. No runs in the second, third, fifth, or yet in the sixth inning. Henriquez the 2-2 to Tanner. Ground ball, deep foul, past third. Kicks around in Daytona's bullpen. No activity in the Mets bullpen. The short outing by Marceau, which was somewhat expected. Three innings. Another 2-2 pitch coming, and it swung on and missed. Fastball up high in the strike zone. Tanner can't catch up. Henriquez with his third strikeout of the night. Now he's faced all the Tortugas hitters. Scano at the plate, reached on the fielder's choice error. Last time up, he reached on a walk in the second, 0-for-1. First pitch, fastball blown right by him. Some confidence building with that heater for Henriquez. Letter high, 93-94. One pitch is socked into center field. That's going to drop in for a base hit. The changeup at 84. Scania was ready for it. One out single. It's the third hit of the game for the Tortugas. One on with one out. Pino next. He's flown out, struck out. First pitch is grounded foul, left of the bag. Henriquez right now, 43 pitches, done a nice job throwing strikes, 26 of those. Struck out Pino the first time. 0-1 pitch is flowing deep into right field. Campos backing up, backpedaling, short of the track, reaches up high to his left, plucks it for out number two. Ball traveled too deep on Pino. Two outs. Scagno stands pat on first. And Ariel Amonte will hit. And a sack fly over 100 miles an hour off the bat last time up. Struck out looking in the second. First pitch from Henriquez is fouled out to the left. That will reach the seats, above the seats, the high-rising bleacher seats above Daytona's dugout. Sparsely populated tonight. Which the 5:30 rain probably had a lot to do with that. 0-1 pitch, strike. Now, it's amazing how many people will call or tweet and say, is the game still on today when it's raining at like noon at their house for like a 7 o'clock game? So any afternoon rain is probably going to hurt a crowd. 0-2 pitch. Peroso wants it up high. That's where it goes, but too high. Talk about hitting the mitt. It's right there. Enriquez snatches it back. Some frustration. More frustrated that Amonte didn't swing. Takes a long look in, and with 4 seconds on the clock, delivers, and it's rolled foul into the Mets' dugout. One-two pitch, foul back. Amonte's had a good series. He's had a good year against the Mets. Expecting him to put up a good fight despite being in a pitcher's count. 1-2 again. Check swing. He went around. Amonte strikes out, cannot hold up. It was Justin Hopkins on appeal, said he went too far. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man stranded. How about Ramon Henriquez tonight? Three scoreless innings out of the Mets bullpen. Mets will take the 4-2 lead to the seventh inning. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We reached the seventh. Started as a rainy night in Daytona. Playing uninterrupted for the last hour and 58 minutes. Nikola Panazzi is the pitcher. Panazzi replacing Johnson. Panazzi, a lefty from Milan, Italy. International signing in 2020. It was ball one and then a foul strike to Diego Mosquera. Johnson, two innings, no hits, no runs, three walks and three strikeouts. Five walks between the two Daytona pitchers to this point. 1-1 pitches high and wide. I'm told that Panazzi is not a strike thrower. So the Mets, they're patient. Might work some base runners here. This is his fifth game, his third out of the bullpen. Throws one inside. Looks like he almost stumbled on the mound, but ended up releasing the ball anyways. Got a 1080 ERA, 9 hits, 8 runs, and 6 and 2 thirds with 9 walks and 12 strikeouts. A lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts. 3-1 to Mosquera, and he will take ball 4. The Mets, after walking one time in the first two games, have now walked 15 times in the last two. All even so. Here is Carlos Dominguez, who got the party started with a two-run homer. Second batter of the game, 0 for 2 cents. First pitch, ball inside. It would be alarming for Daytona with the walks the last two games is if they played in a stadium that had the ABS system, the walks would be even worse. Inside, ball 2. That's maybe now starting to get the message that he's not going to throw strikes. Be patient. Panazzi looks to first. Pitch home. This one hit Dominguez. Oh, no. He checked his swing and went around on the pitch in the dirt. And it's not a good strike. Didn't even get the home plate. 2-1. Nazi's pitch. Check swing in the dirt. On appeal, didn't go. And that's going to anger the fans. And did that hit Dominguez? It did. So this one hits him. He's stumbling around, shuffling as he's trying to tap out the right foot. So this ball did hit him. And then on appeal, he checked his swing. And Anthony Oliveri, head athletic trainer, will come out and have a word. Gilbert Gomez will as well. Carlos has hurt his hand and finger three different times this year, twice in the season, once in spring training. Now he's got a foot problem. We have Julio Murillo, the manager for Daytona, coming out to talk to the home plate umpire, Connor Kroll. He's either disputing the hit by pitch or the check swing. I didn't think he went around. So the other option is it didn't hit him and he's selling it. But Rio not pleased with this call. Either way, the Mets are going to have first and second with nobody out. And this is a golden opportunity. Either let Panazzi throw this game away or take control of it. Holding a two-run lead in the seventh inning. Lefty-lefty matchup with Perozzo at the plate. He usually shows a good eye. He walked the last time up. We resume play, and this ball somehow is saved by Tanner. It was over the head of Perozzo. The fans starting to turn on their own here. Nazi, the 1-0 in the dirt for ball 2. Throwing one strike this inning, and that was the check swing in the dirt. Two strikes. Sorry to shortchange him. 2-0. Whoa, look out. Up and in again. Perozzo takes ball 3. Mets have seen this story before on their own end. Perozzo gets the green light, there's no way he can use it. There's no telling what this pitch is going to do. It misses outside. That's what it does. A four-pitch walk. Walk, hit batter. And if it wasn't hit batter, it would have eventually been a walk. And then another walk. And here goes Willie Blair for a mound visit. Mets have loaded the bases with nobody out, leading by two, getting late in this game. Nazi, and 23 years old, this is his first appearance of this series. Looking down in the bullpen for Daytona, nobody's warming. And it's a situation where guy's got to get his work in. We're talking player development here. Can't just pull him out at the first sign of trouble. Alfredo Lahr is starting to get it back. He's singled and walked the last two times up. First pitch, high and wide for ball one. Now it's amazing at this point is there's not been a wild pitch. This pitch is a strike, and again, it looks like a stumble on the mound when he delivered it, like a toe tap. Almost looks like he's going to fall down, waiting for a balk call. But he did get the strike over. It's 1-1. And then a fastball foul tip for strike two, and a grunt from Panazzi as he released that pitch. Working ahead for the first time, 1-2. Mosquera on third, Dominguez on second, Perozzo on first. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, but swung on and missed by Lara anyways. That's a bad strikeout. In the dirt at the back foot, he goes around, a gimme strikeout. Lara not happy as he goes back to the dugout. Big first out, bases remain loaded. You recall last night, Mets worked five walks in the last two innings but did not score. Didn't cost them, but want to take advantage of these opportunities. Here's Jeffrey De Los Santos popping a ball foul, and now Panazzi is throwing four strikes in his last five pitches. In the dirt, another save by Tanner. Hard slider. Bounces right into his chest protector. Well, Panazzi a lefty, and he's got a string of three lefties in a row batting. Looking to take advantage of that. 1-1, too high, two balls and a strike. Mets haven't got a hit since Vivasencio's two-out hit in the fourth. Walks are piling up. 2-1 pitch. Bends him back, high and in for ball three. After four to five pitches for strikes, three straight have missed. Panazzi, the 3-1, missed outside for ball four. Close, but too far out. It's a bases-loaded walk drawn by De Los Santos. Mosquera comes in to score. That makes it 5-2, and Julio Murillo stomping out to the mound. He immediately signaled for the new pitcher. He's given an earful to the plate umpire, Connor Kroll. He's not happy with the umpire. He's not happy with his pitcher. Mets have the bases loaded again with one out. They've just brought in a run. Back to a three-run lead. It's 5-2. New pitcher when we come back.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Quirrell Paz looking for the five-game hitting streak. Now would be a great time. Base is loaded into one out. Mets up three. Can really expand the lead here. Brody Jesse is the batter, or the pitcher, rather, inheriting this mess from Panazzi. First pitch, and Paz fouls it right back. This will be the second appearance for Jesse in the series. He closed out the 11-2 game on Tuesday. Scoreless inning with a hit, two strikeouts. Different situation now. 0-1 to Paz, and it's going to be a slider on the corner, and he motioned that it was outside. Called strike. Paz 0-2 at the walk. Again, the Mets, I'd say, in desperate need of a hit, but walks are good. But they become lethal when you pay it off with a hit. Didn't happen yesterday, hasn't happened yet today. 0-2 pitch, and it's in the dirt. Good take. Dominguez on third, Perozzo on second, De Los Santos on first. And a walk, a hit batter, a walk, a strikeout, and a walk in the inning. This game has stalled in the top of the seventh. One-two pitch, a called third strike at the knees. Well, the Mets, with the bases loaded, have now struck out twice. Not exactly coming up clutch. I'll leave it to Yerel Martinez, who has a two-run homer, a walk, and a strikeout tonight. Big at-bat here as the Tortugas try to salvage this inning. First pitch, ball one outside. One out, missed just outside, 2-0. That was awfully close, but out. Jesse's 2-0 pitch, a check swing on a pitch in the dirt, and he went around for strike one. Wow, if Martinez didn't swing, it might have hit him. Instead of a 3-0 count with the bases loaded, it's 2-1. Bad swings by the Mets in this inning. Jesse, the 2-1. Dribbled foul. Another sweeper, and it's a 2-2 count. Well, Jesse, a strike away from putting out the fire here. Mets teetering on ruining a very good chance to bust this game open. Two-two pitch from Jesse. And Martinez lines it into left field for a base hit. A run is in. Perozzo's being waved in. Oh, it's muffed around in left field by Confidon. And the ball trickles away towards Daytona's dugout. It'll be into the dugout. Yes. And a third run is going to score. A two-run hit by Martinez. A bad throw by Confidon in left field after he juggled it. Threw it to third base. It gets away. Rolls into Daytona's dugout to bring in an extra run, and the Mets have now gone up 8-2. Yarel Martinez saves the day, a two-run hit, four RBI, and the Mets have their biggest lead of the week, six runs. What a disaster in left field by Confidon. If he comes with the ball cleanly, he was going to have a great chance to throw out Perozzo with the plate, who wasn't even at third base yet. Instead, he muffed it, bad throw. And the wheels are off the bus for the Tortugas. Yarel Martinez coming up clutch. Two outs, two strikes. Gets the Mets off the hook. Big game for him. Home run, double, four driven in. He's also at third base. He was awarded third on the air. Campos, 0-1 pitch, and he fouls it off, and it's nothing and two. Dominguez and Perozzo scoring on the hit. De Los Santos scoring on the error. Four runs in the inning. And all four batters who reach base on the walks or hit by pitch have scored. 0-2 to Campos. Jesse's pitch swung on and missed the slider. And that will end the inning. Great inning for the Mets. Patient approach against a guy who didn't throw strikes, and then they got the one big hit they had been lacking the last couple of days to make the Tortugas pay for all the walks. Martinez made him pay big time here in the seventh. Stretch time at the Jack. Mets looking good, up 8-2.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
So we start the bottom of the seventh. A scoring note from last inning. It was a two-run single for Yarel Martinez. He advanced to second on the debacle throw to third base. So not a double, but a two-run hit. Now, Yerlin Confidon, who had that mess out in left field, the juggle on the line drive hit right to him, and the terrible throw into Daytona's dugout. He is at the plate. 0-for-1 at the walk. Takes this pitch inside. It hit him in the foot. And it hit him off the hand of Ramon Henriquez, who is out for a fourth inning. Kind of surprising here. Well, he's throwing three scoreless, so Mets are going to let the good times roll out there on the mound. because hadn't pitched in about a week. There is action going in the bullpen, it looks like, JoJo Rodriguez. Now, again, the Mets still have to get nine outs. They're up by six. And big leads have disappeared before late in games. Again, the kind of top relievers in Johnstone and Loper are not usable tonight. Here's a ground ball out to second. Vivasensi will charge. Flipped a second just in the nick of time to get copied on. He reached out and tried to tag him. Missed, but then was able to pluck the ball from his glove and throw to second for the force out. So Acosta, who hit that ball, reaches safely on a fielder's choice, 4-6. Copied on out at second. And if you're the Mets with a six-run lead, you have to make sure that you get all the guaranteed outs you can. Double plays are nice, but get the sure out. Hector Rodriguez at the plate, and he fouls one away. Talk about the fastest way to bring Daytona back into the game. Start walking batters, start hitting batters, start making errors and giving up free runners. Already hit one in the inning. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 with a walk. That's a very quiet night by his standards against his former team. He takes this pitch high. 93. Velocity has remained steady for Henriquez, 93-95 since he's entered. A 1-1 pitch is rocketed deep left center field. That's going to be over the head and off the wall. De Los Santos, here comes the throw to the plate, and it's cut off, and it one hops to home, and that will send Acosta back to third base. It's a stand-up double by Hector Rodriguez. Good relay out there by De Los Santos to Mosquera to the plate. Acosta was flying around third, slammed on the brakes, and retreated. And Hector Rodriguez, of course, a double. That's his eighth hit of the series. Tortuga's not done yet. Second and third. One out. And Sal Stewart up. Mets lead 8-2. Oh, the Tortuga's hand-operated scoreboard didn't get the note. They've already posted a three up there. Oh, they're going to curse their own team. Oh, now you hope for a pop out and an out. Make them put the two back up. Yeah, hand-operated scoreboard, they saw what I saw, Acosta screaming around third and going home. They didn't see him go back. Stewart 0-for-2, hitting that killer double play in the fifth. Good pitch. Inside corner, 81 miles an hour. And it's 1-2 on Stewart. Enriquez, the pitch, nearly hit him. Brushes him back. Change up again at 82. Two in scoring position, one out for Daytona. In the bottom of the seventh, and Stewart will use that timeout. Oh, they put the two back up. And they put the two back up on the hand-operated scoreboard. Now Daytona's going to score the run now. Mets playing back, and we'll trade the out for the run. 1-2 coming to Stewart. And nearly hits him again. I don't know how the last two have missed. Two-two pitch in the dirt. Started 0-2, and now it's a full count. A hit batter and a double in the inning. Don't want to compound things with the walk. Payoff pitch from Henriquez, and it's grounded up the third base side foul. Looks like JoJo Rodriguez was warming in the bullpen. Should be ready any moment. Enriquez has just shaken off his catcher Prozo twice. 3-2 pitch coming to Stewart. Inside, he walked him. Got ahead 0-2 and walked him to load the bases. And Gilbert Gomez coming out to make the pitching change. Now the Mets, it was a gamble. Had a reliever in Enriquez, pitched three scoreless, really good innings. They tried to get him into the seventh inning. It did not work out. As he's allowed three to get on, he's walked a batter, hit a batter, didn't look like he had a lot of gas left, and that means that your new reliever is going to have to inherit the bases loaded. JoJo Rodriguez coming in for the Mets.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Walking batters, hitting batters. That's how you bring Daytona back into the game, and that is what is happening. Now, Daytona has not scored in the inning. They still trail by six, but one big hit, couple of big hits, and all of a sudden this game is super tight again, and there is a long way to go. And I continue to stress that the guys who are going to be asked to get these last eight outs for the Mets usually pitch in games that aren't Mets leading this big. Certainly not on the road. Here's Cam Collier, who fouls the first pitch back. So JoJo Rodriguez, who's been pitching probably as well as he has all season. I'd classify this as probably the biggest game he's pitched in this year, the biggest spot. It's a mess he's inherited. He hold the line as best he can. 0-1 pitch, swung on and missed in the dirt. That's a good block by Perozo. And JoJo's working ahead, nothing and two. Cam Collier at the plate has had a tough game. He's struck out twice and grounded out once. And Acosta at third, Rodriguez on second, Stewart on first. That's good speed out there for Daytona. Mets playing back, hopeful for a double play. Rodriguez with an out in the inning and an 0-2 count. Let's see what he has. Perozo wants it high. That's where it goes, and a half swing and a miss by Collier. He strikes out for the third time. He looks skyward, exhales, exasperated, and Rodriguez comes in from the bullpen and throws a three-pitch strikeout. And now the Mets can get through this inning unscathed. That was a big swing at bat in this game. Logan Tanner struck out twice and walked once. Rodriguez's first pitch is swung on and missed, the wipeout slider. He's throwing four pitches, and Daytona has not been close to any. 8-2 Mets, two outs, bottom seven. Mets up 8-2. To 0-1 pitch, that slider's inside. Ball one. Mets posting four runs in the seventh inning. A base-loaded walk and a two-run single compounded by a run-scoring error. One-one outside, two balls and a strike. Fastball at 95. This is the 19th relief appearance for Rodriguez. He struck out 30 in 25 innings coming in. A 10.22 ERA. Two-one pitch, grounded foul. Tanner hit it off himself. Rodriguez's last three appearances, two innings, two hits, one run, one perfect inning, and an inning the third, one run on no hits. So that's two earned runs in his last four and a third innings. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded. Rodriguez from the stretch delivers. Slider. Oh, just missed outside. Trackman had it as a strike. That is a tough non-call for Rodriguez. And it's a full count. It's exciting pitch in baseball. Two outs, runners going from all three bases. And, Perozzo's going to call time and go out to the mound. They have a pitcher who's in rhythm, and they're going to break up that rhythm with the mound visit. Rodriguez, in his time with St. Lucie, has not been a noted strike thrower, although it's been better. He only walked five in July, but it was in six innings. 3-2 pitch coming to Tanner. And he taps one out to Rodriguez, who will pick it up. He throws home for the out! Oh, what a great play by JoJo Rodriguez and a great catch by Perozzo, who's taken out on the slide by Acosta. A hard chopping ground ball off the side of the mound pounces Rodriguez. He had only one play. It was at the plate. A fielder's choice out at the plate for the third out of the inning. And the Mets wiggle out of that. They didn't give up any runs. Bases loaded, one out, strikeout, comebacker, and the Mets will maintain their 8-2 lead through the seventh inning.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Mets lead by six in the eighth inning. Did they just dodge their biggest problem of the game, trouble of the game? Maybe. Two innings to go, we'll see. Kevin Villavicencio takes a vicious cut at the first pitch from Brody Jesse in the eighth. And we have a lot to review here. Mets scoring four runs on one hit. In the top of the seventh, Daytona scoring no runs on one hit in the bottom half. But TrackMan Jeff up here points out astute eye that on that ground ball to end the bottom of the seventh, runners should be going on the pitch with 3-2 and the bases loaded and two outs. 1-1 pitches, fisted foul. Well, Lacoste at third base, he should have been safe by a mile at home. I mean, a bouncing ball down the third base side. Rodriguez gets to it, throws home in time. You know, in theory, Acosta's gone on the pitch. He should almost be at the home plate circle by the time that ball is put in play. And he should have been safe, and the only play is at first base. And JoJo was not going to have the angle or the time to make the play at first base. That is terrible base running by Acosta. Why wasn't he going on the pitch? This ball is blooped into shallow right field. Ascanio going out, and it's going to be caught by the right fielder, Almonte. And he got his arm out of the way just in time before Ascanio could rip it off. A nifty play by Ariel Almonte, who winds up on the infield turf. Well, Vicencio yesterday, near the same time in the game, managed to drop one in there for a huge hit. Today he's robbed of one. But yeah, bases loaded, two outs. Everybody's on the run, and a tapper out to the side of the mound should plate the run easy. It was a great job by Rodriguez to get to the ball and toss it home. No hesitation. Perozzo taken out on the slide. It was a force play, so he didn't need to tag him. But, I don't know where Victor Acosta's head was, not running on the pitch. Would have been safe by a mile. 0-2 pitch coming to Mascara, and he will foul one away. So Panazzi, final line on him, a third of an inning, no hits, four runs, three earned. He walked three, struck out one. A terrible outing by him. He only threw 22 pitches, and only five were strikes. Mascara fist one foul. Mets have been on the wrong end of a lot of walks, and opponents taking advantage of that. Tonight, the Mets are on the fun side of it to this point. 0-2 pitch again to Mascara, and he will howl one away again above his dugout. Playing spoiler. Jesse not interested in wasting any pitches. 0-2 comes with a fastball a tad high. Looked pretty good from here. Could have gone either way. Surprised Mascara didn't swing. One-two pitch. Slider fouled. Hops the field again. Everybody in the Mets side, whether they're in the bullpen or the dugout, now on high alert. As Mascara keeps peppering that side with foul balls. He's 1-for-3 today with a single, a walk, and two runs scored from the leadoff spot. He's done a nice job. Slider, strike three on the inside corner, and he knows it. Two up, two down for Brody Jesse here in the eighth. Our final line for Ramon Henriquez from the Mets side. 3 1/3 innings, three hits, no runs. Walked two, hit a batter, struck out four. He threw 64 pitches, 40 strikes. He's in line for the win. Carlos Dominguez is up. Best game in a while. The two-run homer hit by a pitch and two runs scored. 1-for-3. He takes a slider for a called strike. Fastball strike two on the outside corner. Slider. Tad high. 1-2. Fastball strike three at the letters. And Dominguez also knew right away. Rody Jesse, a 1-2-3 eighth inning with back-to-back strikeouts, looking to finish it. Mets up by six, getting really late now in Daytona Beach tonight. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
It's been a while since the Mets have won away from Clover Park. Until last night, that is. They lost all six games at Lakeland, July 4th through 9th. And then their other road series before this one was when they played Palm Beach six games at Clover as the visiting team. Palm Beach won four out of those six, and they finally went away from Clover yesterday, now trying to make it two in a row. Some work to do. They're up by six, 8-2, but six outs left. Johnny Ascanio sends one to center. This is looking like it's five outs left as it's caught by De Los Santos. Ascanio out number one. Boy, what a job JoJo did coming in to this game in a big spot, bases loaded, one out, got a strikeout, fielded the comebacker off the mound, threw home for the force out for the third out, stranding the bags full. Now he's got an out under his belt here in the eighth, facing Pino, who's 0-for-3. Brown ball to Lara at third, runs to it, sets his feet, good throw, Pino's out. Two up, two down. Pino drops to 0-for-4. Four batters faced, four batters retired. Will Rodriguez pitching with the six-run advantage. Ariel Almonte is next. He has struck out twice in his sack fly in the fourth inning, most recent Daytona run. Mets got out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning on the Dominguez homer. Daytona cut it to one in the bottom of the first on the Costa homer. Mets got the two-run homer by Martinez with two outs in the fourth to go up 4-2. 4-1, then the Almonte sack made it 4-2, and then the bases loaded walk to De Los Santos and the two-run single by Martinez with the air provided four runs in the seventh inning. The Mets jumped from 4-2 to 8-2. To 1-0 pitch, a strike on the inside corner. Mets pitchers for the second straight night have been nails. 0-for-8 runners in scoring position this evening after 3-for-16 yesterday. Made the pitches when it's mattered. Pitches outside. It's two balls and a strike to Almonte. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Changeup. Monte misread it. Two balls, two strikes. Rodriguez trying to complete a 1-2-3 eighth. Mets with 1-1-2-3 inning today. That came back in the third inning from Landon Marceau, the starter. Rosa wants another pitch up high. Instead, it's down the middle and fouled away. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Home eighth. Lefty Almonte waits on the pitch. Peroso again flashing up high. That's where it goes, and Almonte sends it foul out to the left. Lara takes a look, but that's out towards the canal, which separates ballpark from the main street. I got to get to Main Street tomorrow. I was going to go today, but then the rain, some scary clouds. I said, no, just perched myself up in this metal booth instead. That's much smarter. 2-2 pitch, and it's a check swing. Called third strike anyways. Almonte caught looking. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Rodriguez. Five up, five down for JoJo. High fives as he enters the dugout. We go to the ninth in Daytona. Mets have an 8-2 lead.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Ninth inning, the Mets hoping it's the last one. Let's see if they can pick up an insurance run, as it will be Peroso, Lara, and De Los Santos. Rudy and Jesse will stay in the game the last couple outs of the seventh, and all three in the eighth. Peroso's walked twice. Into a double play and struck out. First pitch is a strike. Well, this is the last game going in the Florida State League. Everybody else is wrapped up. Again, we had the hour and 9-minute delayed start. Palm Beach did beat Jupiter 9-1, so Palm Beach is your new leader in the East. Mets, with the win, would stay five back. Daytona would drop to two out. Jupiter is one out. So solo first place for Palm Beach. Regardless of what happens here, Rosso shoots one foul. Clearwater rallied all the way back, down 6-0 after the first inning. Beat Lakeland 7-6. That's been a barn burner series. Lakeland won the first two, Clearwater the most recent two, each time by a run with the late rally. 1-2 pitches outside. That means Lakeland, Bradenton, and Clearwater are all back in a first place tie. At 23-11. We are now one game into the second half of the second half. Ball off the end of the bat. 66 game half. This is the 34th game of the half for the Mets. Not for Palm Beach and Daytona. They've already had a couple of canceled games. Couldn't get a doubleheader in here. Couple weeks back with Palm Beach as the home team. Peroso takes a slider for a called third strike. Birdie Jesse has now struck out three in a row looking. Mets are striking out 13 times yesterday, have now struck out 13 times again tonight. Nine walks yesterday, eight walks tonight. Fredo Lares 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts, a single and a walk. Breaking ball too low. Pitch flared into center, on comes Rodriguez, and he's gonna catch it. Glove flipped underhanded, catches it hip high, takes a hit away from Lara. Two outs in the top of the ninth. In the Mets organization, Buck Showalter returning to Baltimore, and Baltimore beats the Mets 10-3. Mets got swept out of Kansas City, second worst team in baseball, and now they're playing the best team in the AL, Baltimore. Mets, I think, still trying to, you know, wrap their minds around what has happened the last week. The trading of the veterans, especially Scherzer and Verlander, now facing the prospect of not being in the race, working in some new players from AAA to fill the gaps. I hope that that team can catch its breath. I'm sure they'll be professionals down the stretch and put their best foot forward, but right now they're in a bind, and it's not helpful. They're playing the Orioles. Swing and a miss on De Los Santos. It's 1-2. It was actually a 2-2 game in the sixth inning. Baltimore scored four in the bottom of the sixth, four in the seventh to pull away. David Peterson pitched well, three innings as the starter, former 2018 St. Lucie Met. 1-2 pitch coming to De Los Santos, and he will swing and miss. Brody Jesse looks pretty good. Last two innings, 1-2-3 with four strikeouts. That will send us to the last of the ninth. Mets trying to put the clamps down, and even this series, they lead 8-2.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey